The Phoenix New Times recently reported that later this month, a local trade organization called the Arizona Police Association, or APA, is planning to host a training event in Mesa called Understanding and Investigating the Jihadi Networks in the U.S. It's a 3-day program that aims to give law enforcement, military, and intelligence professionals an analysis of jihadi operations, doctrine, and networks in the U.S. today.
The training is being led by Understanding the Threat, a consulting group founded by John Guandolo. Guandolo is a former Marine and FBI agent who's made a name for himself on the speaking circuit talking about the threat of Islamic terrorism. The Southern Poverty Law Center has called his trainings, quote, anti-Muslim witch hunts that often target and vilify Muslim leaders.
Phoenix New Times also reported that CARE, the Council on American-Islamic Relations, wrote to the APA asking the group to cancel the training. And the show's Lauren Gilger spoke with CARE's communications director more about this, and she joins us now. Lauren?
Right. So I spoke with Ibrahim Hooper with CARE more about this, and I asked him first to tell us what their concerns are about this kind of training.
Well, we've had concerns about John Guandolo and his extremely biased and conspiracy-laden, quote, training, unquote, of law enforcement officers around the nation for some time. And generally, over the years, we've been able to expose his anti-Muslim bigotry, and generally these departments or associations or whoever invited him drops him or drops accreditation for these training sessions. So we have a long history with this guy as he goes around the nation trying to train officers to hate Muslims and Islam.
Yeah. And so is this type of training unique? Have you seen other programs like this?
For some time, we've had concerns about overall training of law enforcement authorities on issues related to Islam and Muslims. But he's kind of the worst of the worst in terms of bigoted presentations. I mean, and he's really stepped up this bigotry in recent weeks and even in recent days. He now just recently is saying that mosques around the country are stockpiling weapons, planning attacks on law enforcement authorities, surveilling churches in preparation for attacks, that Muslims are obligated to lie, that any law enforcement official who meets with a Muslim community is unprofessional. I mean, just really bizarre, off-the-wall, bigoted stuff. And that's what he's going to use to train Arizona law enforcement officers. And it's unfortunate that he seems to have the support of authorities in Arizona.
So if you could address this crowd at this event, what would your message be to them? What are the things you want them to know are not accurate about this?
My message to them would be, if you want accurate information about Islam and Muslims, get out of your seat, walk out the door, and go visit the nearest mosque and talk to the Muslim community.
I wonder, for people who are concerned about the spread of radical ideology, whether it be from Islam or any other group, what would you offer as better alternatives for this kind of training?
Well, to start with, if you want to find sources against extremism, go to American mosque, because study after study has shown that American mosques are a counterweight to religious extremism that is most often found on the internet, so a sphere that we really don't have a control over. But if you go to American mosque and you start espousing some kind of extremist views, you're either going to be told that's not what Islam is, or you're going to be reported to the police, as has happened on a number of occasions.
So this isn't a required training by Arizona law enforcement or anything, but you do seem to think that it is worse here in Arizona. What have you seen happen here in the past with Arizona law enforcement that concerns you?
Well, we've seen Guandolo come into the state on a number of occasions in the past, despite the fact that his hosts know of his background and the falsehoods and conspiracy theories he promotes. Can you imagine any officer that gets trained to think that the local mosque in Phoenix or Tucson or wherever is a storehouse for weapons, that it's planning to attack law enforcement? Can you imagine if he gets a call to go and see somebody at a mosque? I mean, lives can be in danger through this kind of bigotry.
Ibrahim Hooper is the communications director for the Council on American-Islamic Relations. Ibrahim, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Thanks for having me.
We also reached out to the Arizona Peace Officer Standards and Training Board about this, or AZ Post. They are the ones who give officers credit in Arizona for trainings they attend. Their executive director, Jack Lane, told us that because no local police department is sponsoring this anti-jihadi training, it's not eligible for credit through AZ Post. And Phoenix New Times is still following the story, so if you want to check out the latest, go there.
That's the show's Lauren Gilger. Thanks, Lauren.
Thanks, guys.